Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that.
Forget
that. Who number one?
Forget That Yo Radio, episode 228. No, fool, I ain't taking her on a date. We going Dutch. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know exactly what time it is.
Watches.
Watches, baby. A.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda. A.k.a. Litty Hernandez. A.k.a. Litty Rodriguez. A.K.A. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. A.K.A. Donut Juice. A.K.A. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.K.A. Tyson D. Grabby.
Grabbing him.
A.K.A. the world is full of busters. That's tripe. Like Brit say, y'all are irking my life. A.K.A. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it because y'all don't want to tell the truth.
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
A.K.A. I ain't apologizing if I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? Pass the offering plate.
Praise God.
A.K.A. I ain't apologizing if I said it.
Really? Really? Say it again.
A.K.A. fried chicken, macaroni and cheese with a side of collard greens. Stay away from me 4 times out of 5 because I'm staying alive.
Staying out of breath too, nigga.
But before Trump with no toupee. A.K.A. Snitchy Stitcherton. I will tell you going to jail. A.K.A. work hard or starve hard. A.K.A. 2 Twitters at a time so you know what tweet it is. A.K.A. hide your feelings because I didn't ask to see them. A.K.A. the baby lotion hand rub, not to be confused with the hand tug. And A.K.A. one chain, but it's really from the damn streets of Turkey. And we out of here for another episode, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Stone. Crip up, or grip up, code rip. A.K.A. Stone El Cerebleade, A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. A.K.A. A boo boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.K.A. Filthy Rodriguez. A.K.A. Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good. A.K.A. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. A.K.A. the Six Flags of New Jersey, because I'm slanging Wildwood. A.K.A. Let's get it, man.
Yo. Oh, shout out to Wildwood, Oklahoma City. Dominican Lou.
Damn.
Yo, wait a minute. Why is it called? What is it in the area of Wildwood up there or something?
Man, it's in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. That got me. Hey, man. Welcome back, man. Y'all know where to find us, man. ForgetThatYo.com. ForgetThatYo. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. You can leave voicemail on a voice memo actually on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Laying in the bed, sitting on the toilet, open your voice memo, leave that joint, and then, you know what I'm saying? I got a little button option to send it, email it right from your phone. to fogetdatyo@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple to do.
Simple.
iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher radio app. Stitcher's free. I don't know why y'all be talking about. I ain't paying for that. It's free.
It's free, nigga.
You might get an ad here and there, but when you listen to podcasts, it's probably once or twice. It's nothing serious. But Podcast Addict app. It's all kind of Google Play. We everywhere, man. We everywhere. You never there. Yo, did you look at the pictures I tagged you in on Instagram? The art.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
Tell me that ain't fly though.
Yo. That's first. All right. Kendrick looked like Curtis Blow. And Childish Gambino looked like Jam Master Jay.
That's the vibes I was going for.
Yeah, that shit is dope though. I like that shit.
Like, imagine the Dookie rope, but it say forget that you're on it.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? One of us got the track jacket on with the chest hairs out.
The one chest meaties.
one of us. Oh, I want the fur coat with the chest hairs out. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yo, man, I gotta find an Eddie Murphy hat.
Ooh,
nigga, that's tell me that shit would be fire, nigga.
Fire. Ain't nobody doing that. So yeah, man, we got to. I don't know. We might have to lead the alpaca out or something to get a discount. All right, this is what we go. You, since we both heard Britt's voicemail,
yeah,
I think we're just gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna insert it since it's 9 minutes.
Yo, Britt bugged out, man.
Yo, and why y'all always attacking me, Britt?
Hey, Britt.
Why you? I ain't say everything.
It was Mr. Two Watches at a Time. So she said it was such an attitude, my nigga. I'm like, damn.
I'm like, yo, don't give me credit for something I didn't say.
And it was just Mr. Two Watches at a Time and y'all. I ain't get no recognition, my nigga.
I can't take it.
Yo, for the record, I fucks with Nipsey, man. Like, don't ever get it twisted. I like Nipsey Hussle. I like everything he was doing. It's fucked up that he died. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the extra shit that these corny niggas out here is saying about it. That's all I have a problem with. I know how much he meant to LA. I know how much he meant to y'all. I understand that. But it's that other shit that these corny niggas is doing that I have a problem with.
And I feel like a lot of people is just trying to doing this for clout, like the young kids like to say now. Because how is your page the last, 4 days, all Nipsey, when I ain't seen one Nipsey post?
Nothing at all, man.
Like, is it like that important?
Yeah, for, you know what I'm saying? For real. They, you just this is what's happening right now, so you jump on it. And that's just what niggas is doing, man. But Britt, I am so sorry that we got you that distraught. Like, yo, she was very emotional, my nigga. Like, god damn.
I thought she was going to put a hit out, so I was like,
Yo, I thought she was coming for us, man.
It was like 9 minutes. I was like, yo, the last minute, it's going to be like, and guess what, niggas? They coming for you. Hang up.
I'm at your door. You know what I'm saying? I'm at your door, nigga. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and I have to apologize to Gene. My bad, Gene. We got her so upset, man, that she ain't even acknowledged you shooting your shot, son.
Hey, man, New Mary, you want to shoot this shot? I just seen the posted picture of him and his whole family at the movie theater. You know how much you got to love a family to take 8 people to the movie theater?
Yo, man, like, who took that picture?
Yeah, who did? I think it's probably one of them long-arm selfies.
Yo, man, can't nobody stretch their arm out that long.
So you say he tapped the dude next to him, say, hey, get us real quick.
Hey, man, hit it, but act like it's taking a selfie, but keep yourself out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but one thing I did, I'm saying, I was searching the picture. I didn't see one popcorn and one large soda because you try to get a medium, but they say it's only 25 cents to upgrade, so you get the large anyway. I ain't see one of those, so they must have had the bags full of snacks.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because you take that many people to the movie, you can't then go to the concession stand. You got to bypass that.
Yeah, man, Gene looked like he had a brisket in his coat, son.
Brisket.
he was slicing off pieces of brisket for everybody in the family, say.
The kids was holding the hot dogs under their armpits.
Yes. Keep them on, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Warm.
Wife had the chips in her purse with all the juice boxes.
Oh man, nothing but sodas in there, son.
They'll say that purse about 63 pounds.
Hell nah.
Ooh boy, just when I go to the movie alone, boy, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? You get in there, then you like, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good today. I don't do this often. Let me go to the concession stand. Yo, when you get done at that concession stand and hit your seat, the first 20 minutes of the movie, you thinking about the money you just spent.
You're like, man, that was $47, nigga. I got a pack of M&M's.
You know what I'm saying? It's just me.
Like, yo, why do we do that, though? Like, why do we not be like, hey, man, y'all need to do something about this. Like, y'all need to regulate the movie theater, man.
Yo, and you never finish that big-ass drink, dog.
Hell nah. Yo, but you try to as a personal challenge because you paid $18 for it.
Yeah, like when you walking out and you get next to that trash can, you try to sip it up. Yeah,
you stand there looking at people.
Yeah,
shit,
but it's like, yo, it's too much, dog. You just throw that big-ass tub away.
Yo, like, even with it's the movie theater here, man, they serve beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The beer that I used to drink, that shit was like $6 for a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's just $10 for one bottle.
God dang.
I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is tripping.
Wait, do they give you the bottle or they pour it in a cup?
Pour it in a cup.
See, so you ain't even getting that whole bottle because
they
ain't sitting there pouring. They wait until when you pour it and then it go up to the top and the fizz come. They ain't waiting for that kickback where it go down and they pour more. Man, they putting that to the side or throwing it away and then you getting what it fizzed up to.
Yeah, did you see that video of the chick at Applebee's
with the cups?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, how the hell you gonna upcharge me like $2, and I'll only get like a half an inch more beer?
Got him.
Yo, that's fucked up, man. Yeah, these niggas out here ain't playing, son.
Yo, think about how much them bags of syrup cost for the sodas. Like, I think $80. It costs $80.
$80 for that box.
So that's like 10, 20, 30. That's like eight sodas, and they already covered that one box.
Yep.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yep.
That's like when we was in that Minchie's place with the yogurt where you make your own little yogurt cup, and they do it by the weight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like about 5 yogurt cups, and we covered the whole container for that yogurt.
Hell yeah, it's all profit now.
Nuts. And all they got is they got minimal. It's a small space, and they got like one or two lights on in that joint.
Yeah.
Yo, they making a murder.
Hell yeah.
So this is what I did, man. I went through the 9 minutes of the voicemail, and I touched on every point that was made.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to go through.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and since she's already upset with you. I'm going to go ahead and sit this one out. Go ahead.
Oh,
man.
That's what we got. All right. Now, point one, she said about, this is referring to Brit's voicemail that you heard. Hold up. Inserting now.
Well, well, well. I'm having a real hard time figuring out where to even begin on this. I guess I'll start with, I know y'all talk about my voicemails and how, you know, my sound is good and I'll have babies screaming in the background and, you know, cars beeping and all this. Well, guess what? I'm driving and your sound quality ain't going to be nice this time. I don't even care because I'm so fucking irritated with y'all. Like, I actually had to stop listening for a few minutes and then go back and even decide if I wanted to listen. Okay, so I don't live in LA anymore. Okay, lived there for most of my life, but I don't live there anymore. Now, see, I don't know where to begin this because there's so many different angles I can come from. But y'all are tripping about people and having emotions and this and that about Nipsey dying. Now, first, where I'm going to start is it's sad that anybody dies any type of way, whether they're murdered, you know, suicide, health reasons, old age, whatever. Death is sad. But the reason why Nipsey's death is hitting people harder, and I told BTG this the other day, like, LA people, we stick together. We're like a family, okay? So all y'all outsiders, you just don't understand. If you're not from LA, you never lived in LA for a few years at least, you don't know. But anyway, Nipsey's death hits harder. One, black man trying to do good, got a family, got his own thing going, trying to do right, and gets gunned down over some stupid shit. Some nonsense. And that shit can happen to anybody. It's not just Nipsey and, oh, you know, he gangbanging it. How many gangbangers are out there? How many gangbanger, like, murders do you hear about, you know? I mean, it happens. But when Nipsey has that opportunity to give back to his community, and he's trying to be an image for people in his community and even in the world, like, they held a memorial out here in the Midwest for him. That's how big his impact is. And, oh, you guys irritate me. So, y'all talk about like, actually, Mr. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. You listen to the No Nonsense show, right? What you didn't finish was that it was Be Honest who said it. I know exactly who said it because I'm in the Slack room. B said, you know, he tried to get me to listen to his music. He said he's not like every other rapper, but he's rapping just like every other rapper. You right. How many rappers are rapping like that? However, what he meant was mentally, he's not like every other rapper. He's not. What gangbanger at 22 is standing outside of a Hummer in the hood with a few other of his homeboys talking about the Moors and colonialism and the agenda against black males? And come on, what 22-year-old gangster? That was years ago. That was like 11 years ago. Watch his interviews. He is not like every other rapper. The mind on him was different. He had a different mindset. He knew, you know, I'm better than this. We all can be better than this. We all are better than this. Got to show a way. He was the way showing. I'm not saying he's the answer to everything. What I'm saying is he was a good example for people to see, like, you know, I grew up in the streets. I've been banging this and that. I'm my own businessman.
You got to get away from that shit. It's just like you talking about, to be honest, you said the shit that Nipsey did in his past, right? The bad shit or whatever, the Crip shit. Now he's since transitioning to doing, I guess, for good and just
allegedly.
Not if you listen to the music.
So before I knew anything, when all this just started, me and King Kunta, shout out to the Black on Both Sides, we were having that argument. I was like, well, the music doesn't say he's into positive things anymore. The music doesn't, I heard him talking about put a chrome to a nigga face. Like, that's in the new album, Victory Lap.
He said that's,
I ain't like you rap niggas, like, and then he said everything he that rap
it,
niggas
he,
do.
He put it in, put it to you, what did he say, fully automatic to your face? It's a rap nigga.
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? So like, the music is not, I hear what you're saying, that he was a totally different dude, but from the outside looking in, from a young person who's trying to aspire to be like somebody, I don't know that it's so obvious that he was separating himself from that.
I can still give back to my community, and I'm not a corn ass dick. Like, the fear for a lot of these gangsters is that, oh, if I do this, I'm gonna be a corny, you know, motherfucker. I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna be that, I'm gonna be soft, whatever. No, like, he had a family, he had kids, he was trying to better his community, he was making business moves, like, he was trying to educate people. Like, it's bigger than what you're saying. And I can't even remember everything I was trying to say to you guys because y'all just got my blood pressure up. I told y'all. Y'all be getting my blood pressure up. I'm gonna have to start charging you for these doctor visits I be having to go to because of y'all. But it's facts. Like, he was what Tupac was trying to be, according to what we always saw and heard from Tupac. He did make it past where Tupac was trying to head. And I think Nipsey did an amazing job doing that. And no, you're not gonna be a straight person, like, out the hood, whatever. But all these people who talk about, oh, you know, you make it out the hood, you forget where you come from, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because when he goes back to the hood and get back to the hood and all this stuff and all that, then you guys say what you're saying. Oh, you know, you can't go back. You can't stay in your hood and whatever. Well, how are we supposed to evolve if people aren't actually seeing it, not hearing about it? We can hear about stuff and then, like, oh, I guess, you know, I believe it. But seeing something evolve and actually happen is a completely different thing. And that's what Nipsey was trying to do. He was trying to show people, you are better than this. Look at me. Like, and he wasn't even saying, like, look at me, like, I'm better than you. And, I mean, go back, and I know this is going to be longer than one of BTG's voicemails, but I don't care. I'm setting a record. But go back to, like, Jay-Z. They all rap about where they come from, where they've been. I won't say everybody, because they're just like you said, there are some ones that didn't live that life, don't live that life. But you have some that did. And Jay-Z rapped about that shit forever. And then he became a family man, and then shit started to change. He made business moves. He got a wife. He got some kids. He made some mistakes, but he still had his family. Like, then his music started to change a little bit. But go back to his previous albums. He was always rapping about that. Always. On the block, this, that, whatever. Now, Biggie didn't get to make it that far to really get out and get too far from that and see where his music went. But they all had a story. They all told their lives. That's what he was doing. So who's to say? Maybe his raps wouldn't have changed. But most of the people whose raps have changed, they're in their 40s. Like, they're, like, Snoop, Jay-Z, whoever. They're all older. Sad to say, Nipsey was my age. 33, that's so young. He didn't even really go as far as he could. He didn't even get halfway to where he could. So don't dumb down this man's death. Like, okay, you know, you say it's sad, but don't dumb down his impact, because his impact was crazy. Go back and watch his interviews. Like, and for people to look up to somebody, so what? Let them. Now, don't get it twisted, though, because there are some people that go extreme and, like, you know, I'm not even going to go there. Some people do go to the far left because they want attention and whatever. But don't sit there and, like, look at these people crazy for getting emotional over it. Because I got emotional, and I got more emotional when I found out how old he actually was. And then to see some of the people talk about him and, like, what they meant, and then to know that he had a family, like, it's deeper than just, like, oh, he's a gangbanger and his music and da-da-da. Get past that. What you didn't finish about the No Nonsense show, let me wrap that back around, is that, be honest, then followed up and said, you guys sent that stuff in the Slack, or you guys showed me more about it, and I appreciate it. Like, I learned so much, and he was a good person, you know, and, like, I have a different view on, like, keep going with that, Mr. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. Don't end at the fact that he talked about his music and his rap music, like, being just like every other rapper. No, because he went on to say that he found out more about the person, and that is where he is different from every other rapper. So, yeah, y'all got me mad because you got this long-ass voicemail. I don't even know if I want to comment on all the other shit you said. I really don't. So, that's it.
All right, welcome back. Forget that, yo, radio.
Forget that, yo.
Here we go. This is for point one. Brit made making comments about why people mourning Nipsey. Now, Nipsey was what was fresh on everybody's mind, but it wasn't targeted at Nipsey. It was targeted at all celebrity deaths, because I feel like Nipsey's store been there forever. Mm-hmm. If the support was so big, them shelves should have been clear all the time, not just after he dies. Now we want to go in there and get our shirts so we can post them on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like y'all should have been, everybody should have cleared his store out. Like, why is it always one side give all, and now that they're gone, now I guess people feel because they wasn't supporting before. Yeah. Now they have to now show support. Like, show support when people are alive.
Yeah, now I look bad if I don't support. You know what I'm saying? Now I have to go overboard because I didn't do it when I was supposed to. Now I got to do it to make up for all the shit I didn't do.
Yeah, like, if I'm doing all this for my community, yo, do me a solid and clear these shelves.
Yeah.
So we can put more into the community. But you know how we do. And, yo, I see y'all with all the fake Nipsey shirts, and some of y'all even sharing them saying this is dope. Nah, that ain't it.
That ain't it, Chief.
Like, the MarathonClothingStore.com is the only official Nipsey merch out there.
Yeah, man, when your shirt say Cranshaw, nah, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? All these made-up T-shirts, that ain't it, Chief. But did you hear that, they showed, like, all the stuff bought in the store and they was all packing it up?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, people bought, like, everything. And then I seen another post where dude was like, we spending $1,000 a month in the store. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they doing $1,000 a month. And I was like, yo, we should have been doing
that. Doing it.
And with all the people that's like, man, Nipsey dying make me want to do stuff for my community. It should have, what he was doing for his should have made you want to do for yours, man.
Yeah.
Don't say because a nigga died now you want to do something. Nigga, that's fucking stupid, man.
So it's like, let's just sit around and watch one person do stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, that's good. I should do something about that. But then you never do, man. And it's just like with communities coming together now. Y'all could have been did that, man.
Yeah.
It take a nigga dying to let you know that y'all should stop killing each other.
And then also, shout out to, there are a lot of community activists in every neighborhood. Like, most neighborhoods doing all this that y'all can help. So you can go on these. Like, what I did, I put a Google alert, and I set it for, like, community activists and neighborhoods. Yo, my inbox is filled every day from all over the United States.
Yo, niggas been telling us not to do this, man.
Yeah.
They been telling us, yo, stop killing each other. Why did it take somebody dying for you to stop killing people? Oh, man, we got to come together, man. Nip. Nigga, come on, son. Like, I feel like I shouldn't say this shit. Right. I shouldn't have to say this.
And then
we know. Come on, man.
Check this out, though. Like, people are putting posts up talking about the gangs, the Bloods and the Crips coming together. This is a glorious event. Look what he did. But y'all only coming together for 2 to 3 days, and you back to shooting each other tomorrow.
Nigga, let's not forget, this is like the third truce, nigga.
Yeah, all this ends once we get off this street. Oh, it's on site, though. Remember that.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, come on, man.
So it's like, why? We always celebrate little small victories, but we never, like, there's never no change. There's just, let's celebrate this. And then when somebody speaks up about it, oh, you just a hate nigga. Like, I went in the comments because a dude was like, yeah, that's cool and all, but why can't this be forever? Why are you going to go back to killing each other next week? And everybody attacked him, dog. Like, that was something terrible to say.
Like, nigga, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't never want to own up to no truth. We just want to take small, little, what we call victories, and then go back to the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? And it take Nipsey's death for niggas to realize, man, we got to find a better way. When this nigga was telling you and showing you, we need to find a better way. Why does it take his death for you to be like, all right, man, you know what? He was right. No, nigga, he been right. Mm-hmm. Y'all just ain't fucking listening.
They never listen, dogs. They never in this cycle.
God damn, man. This don't make no fucking sense. Taking crazy pills over here.
Crazy. And then, okay, point two, she said, we wouldn't understand because L.A. people stick together.
No, so L.A. nigga shot Nipsey. That's not sticking together.
And L.A. people created gangs and kill each other at an alarming rate. Like, this whole gang thing started because of L.A.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. It's not everybody in L.A. L.A., it's a different environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, L.A. people stick together. But it's still L.A. niggas is killing L.A. niggas, too. That's just like everywhere else. The people where you from is killing the people where they from. You know what I'm saying? So it's a family for the people that ain't on that fuck shit, but y'all need to get them niggas that is on that fuck shit.
Yeah, because it should be the people that are not should be bigger than the people that are.
Yeah.
Like, the community is not majority gangbangers. So why everybody's turning their eye then? Because it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Like, get them up out the paint. But you know how it is. We got to protect more than chastise.
Yeah.
We got to coddle. And then, like, every other city, people wouldn't, you could say that about any city you in. You could say that about New Orleans. If you ain't from New Orleans, oh, y'all don't understand how we do it in New Orleans.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's anywhere you go. New York. Well, we different over here.
Yeah.
Point three, with the be honest comment, when I said, he said he listened to it, and he said he's not like any other rap niggas, but he actually rapping like the rap niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did leave out the part to push my agenda. Where he said he listened to his interviews and stuff. And like Britt was saying, listen to the interviews. The thing I want to say about listening to the interviews. Okay, the first interview I seen with Nipsey, when he was young. Mad young.
Yeah.
And he was saying chains and cars and all that is depreciating assets. And he wants houses and land and stuff like that. That sounded great. But 10 years later, you got 5 big-ass chains on. Like, mm-hmm. Is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it One Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. So, yeah. And the kids, all right, like, when you're doing all this for your community, that's dope. But you're not for a little kid in Kansas City in a bad neighborhood. He's not going online to search what you're doing for your community.
Yeah,
he's popping the CD in his ears.
Yep, listen to the music.
Listening to the music, and it's getting him charged up to do street stuff where he lives. So it's like a double-edged sword. But as older people, like when we listen to lyrics and stuff, we've heard all that. We've been there. We're older. We can process it better than the youth.
So yeah.
It just goes over our heads. Like I was at my boy's birthday party. Yo, they was playing the craziest songs. And her mom was like, yo, you shouldn't be playing this at a kid's birthday party. And she was like, hey, they can't understand the lyrics anyway.
Annie, why you was in the bouncy house, man?
Hey, that bouncy house was fire. I had to get the jumps off, B. Yo, a bouncy house is excellent for a water gun fight, too.
Hell no.
Yeah, man. So it's like, we hear it different. Like when I was growing up, little kids idol. I don't know how many times we got to say it. Hip hop runs the world. Hip hop is everywhere. Hip hop influences dress,
everything.
It's in commercials. It's in everybody uses it to market to the youth. Dress like them, the shoes, sporting, rappers want to be entertained. Entertainers want to be rappers, everything. So why do we think we see this daily, but now we think these kids are not being, this music is not pushing kids in a certain direction?
Yeah.
Like, why is it always what we're teaching the youth is it's okay to sell drugs. It's okay to kill people. It's okay as long as you change when you get 30. So now they're like, oh, I can just be a total fuck up.
Fuck up. Hell yeah.
I could be a complete savage. And when I hit 30, people are going to love me because it's a change. It's a process. That's what we go through. It's not cool to be hip hop teacher. It's not cool to be a nerd. They call you a nerd when you sitting in class listening and learning and want to do better. Oh, look, he's
smarty art ass nigga.
Yeah, cornball ass nigga. It's just like, matter of fact, it was crazy because I was talking to Jose about this last night and I seen a post by this dude named 19 Keys and he was saying the exact same thing. I'm gonna put it on Forget That Yo Instagram and stuff. He was saying the exact same thing I was saying, dog. He was like, you're the nerd. You a nerd now. You corny and all that. So a dude in the comments comes in. And he was like, yeah, man, ain't nobody trying to listen to nobody. We ain't trying to listen to no corny ass dude tell us how to make our credit better.
What's right?
And all that. Yeah.
He said, what's right?
Yeah, we want to listen to the hood, nigga.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saying it. He was saying it like, this is facts. Like,
this ain't my opinion, nigga. This is facts.
Yeah,
this is
his reality. And I'm like, why is this as black people our reality? Why the drug dealer, the hood nigga's the one to look up to? Because the music influences that.
Yeah, that's what's been pumped into us for so long, man. That it like I still watch that battle rap shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, these niggas, the police need to come in and just wipe that shit out, nigga, because everybody a killer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this is all we know. We know ain't none of you niggas doing that shit.
Right.
But this is all y'all talk about. Why? Why is this all you talk about? There's some other shit going on. There's a lot of other shit in life, my nigga, that you can talk about. All they want to talk about is guns and killing, man.
And it's like you're not allowed to say this.
Yeah. Once you, now I'm a hating ass nigga.
Yeah.
Or I'm an old nigga because, nigga, I think this shit is dumb. Like, I've been through all that shit. There's more to life than what you're talking about, man. Like, we went from being drug dealers to being fucking drug users, man.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because where we started at, like, we started from hip to the hop to the hippy dippy dippy dippy.
Yo, the poor righteous teachers,
man.
Rap had a future.
Mm-hmm.
Rap was uplifting. Rap was to better your life, man. Now, nigga, it then went to I'm killing, selling drugs, and disrespecting women.
And then when people talk about the youth, like, where do you think the youth learned it from? Like, all these new pill popping rap, they listen to the people before them, our generation.
Yeah. And you can't teach somebody something if you don't know nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what is fucking, niggas started having babies at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you 12 years old, what you know?
Because what do I see? The money. I need the money. I need the bitches.
The dumb shit I've been listening to, I'm going to input into this child because that's all I fucking know. And now we got, and then the cycle fucking continues, man.
And it's not, and a lot of people are putting this as, like, take yourself out of it. Like, of course, we listen to this hip hop. We like it. But it's not about us. We're talking about the youth. Like, take yourself out of it. People put themselves in it because you like to shake your ass to it. Let's talk about what the kids, it's about the youth. It, like, people, I don't understand this because I don't even have kids. Like, and I care more than niggas who got kids. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Crazy, dog.
I seen a video. It's a little boy outside with three girls, and they getting down on the ground like Will Smith, popping their ass and shit, and backing it up on the little boy. Nigga, they like seven.
Damn.
Like, nigga, this is what we teaching our fucking kids.
And the parents is like, that's cute.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm glad my 5-year-old can't dance, nigga. That mean I'm doing something fucking right.
Yeah.
My child is not out here shaking her ass like some little fucking whore or some shit. That means I'm doing something right, nigga. My child is still a fucking child.
This is like ten. Like, and then when anybody dies, of course, y'all only pump the good things they do. Like XXXTentacion, this dude had rape charges, assault charges. But what was the narrative? Oh, he was changing his life.
He was such a scarred soul. He just needed time. Nigga, please.
He had mental issues. His last song was so uplifting. Listen to his last song.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you there's more songs on that CD that ain't like that.
And yo, you know how many, dog, I didn't know like people like worshiped him like that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that either.
It is crazy. Like my homeboy, his daughter was crying, dog.
Yo,
like they do is do drugs and listen to this dude. Like it was a whole culture.
Yo, you remember the battle rapper Tech N9ne?
Yeah,
yeah. So he just died. Mm-hmm. Now, don't nobody know what happened to him, mm-hmm. right? Now they saying that he committed suicide because mm-hmm. he had some R. Kelly charges coming up.
Yeah,
nigga, what the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah, that is nuts.
Yo, I'm like, dog, nobody knew this?
And then what's crazy is like all the podcasts I heard bigging him up.
Yeah.
Like because they was cool with him, like the so-called We Only Tell the Truth podcast, they was like, well, since they had already bigged him up the last show, they was like, well, we don't know
we're not going to touch on that. Because
Nah.
Look, everybody that posted something, like rest in peace, Tech N9ne. All shit. Yo, that shit got wiped clean, my nigga. Mm. The battle Instagram or the battle YouTube page, they had all that nigga videos up there, right? Mm-hmm. Now they got one.
Dang.
They wiped that shit clean, my nigga. Like, yo, we not even gonna touch this shit, dog. Like, come on, son.
Yo, protect your heroes.
Yo, for real, man. For real.
Let's see what else we had. She said, like, when she said, they're not supposed to go back to the hood, you can't go back to the hood. I don't remember saying that.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said that. You can't. We've seen this too many times. Big L, killed in his hood. Mm. Stack Bundles, killed in his hood. Yo, but,
was Chinks killed in his own hood, too?
Yeah. Chinks Drugs, killed in his own hood.
I don't know where Freaky Todd was killed, but I think it was.
In his own hood.
Man, they got the blueprint right there.
No, you can't go back. I mean, look, man, you can help your community from afar or with 1,000 fucking bodyguards, but you can't be there by yourself. Niggas be hating, man. If you know you come from a fucked up place. Mm-hmm. When shit happens, that's where it happens at. That's why you don't live there no more. You trying to, nigga, help 5 minutes a day. Go down there like, yo, man, y'all need to get this shit done, do this shit. I'm out because these niggas is crazy, man.
Yeah, you could easily help from afar.
Yeah. Like,
with the programs you put. That's helping.
You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing. You don't have to see me because I can't see y'all because of shit like this happens, man. That nigga went down there to help his homie real quick and end up fucking dying, my nigga, for nothing. Nothing at all, dog.
And then nobody could help because he hired a lot of felons and they couldn't have guns.
Which don't make no sense,
man. Because that video is sickening. Because, like, it was so much time. Dude ran away 3 times.
Yo, the nigga kept coming back.
He was like, yo, ain't nobody got a...
Yeah, damn, nigga, ain't nobody shot at me yet.
Because he would have been straight. Like, you could tell Nip was strong. Because when he got hit the first few times, he was trying to get up. Like he was even after the last shot, he was still moving. So dog, he would have survived that first onslaught.
That shit don't make no sense, man.
Like dude was like, dang, like no business owner in that area. Nobody else came out.
Ain't nobody got no heat in there. Nobody, my nigga.
Like the dude who ran to his car and got in and came, like he didn't even have nothing. Like, dang, nobody got nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody got no heat, my nigga. Except the nigga that don't need it.
That is nuts. Yes, man. I ain't never seen Michael Jordan back in Brooklyn.
Nigga, we might not even see a nigga in North Carolina.
Yeah, we ain't seen it. To hell with the hood, yurt.
You know, it's fucked up to say, but it has to be like that, man.
Like, when y'all clean it up, you can make it safe for everybody to come back. But long as y'all just letting the savages roam free, like wild animals, there's no need to go back.
Hell nah, man. Not nigga. Go back to visit, my nigga. Don't be chilling there. Don't stay there, man. Because, nigga, shit go bad fast.
And let's see. Next point was all rappers rap about the same things. Like she said, Jay-Z. We said that.
Mm-hmm.
We said Jay-Z didn't start rapping different till 444. But what did a lot of people do when he started rapping different? Oh, that's corny.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
We don't want to hear this old nigga rap. We trying to turn up.
Yeah.
Like, man, people ain't trying to hear how to invest and stuff. People don't care. They want to get lit.
That's nigga, I'm trying to fucking party, nigga.
Yeah,
trying to party. That's all it is, man.
That shit was boring, man. I ain't trying to hear that.
Hey, this is how bad it is, man. When I be riding with the little homie,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to play. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The shit I want to listen to, he don't want to listen to. And that's fucked up. That it makes me uncomfortable to have this nigga listening to real shit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to hear that shit. Nigga gonna think I'm a lame ass nigga or something.
He ain't trying to hear this Anita Baker.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga like, what nigga? The Osley Brothers, what is this?
And when is, I'm confused, man. Is over 30 young or not?
It depends.
Cause she said 33-year-old is young. Like y'all, all I see y'all talk about is I'm old. I'm in the bed at 9 o'clock because I'm 30.
It's only young when you die.
Oh, okay. So I'm an old ass nigga until I die.
Then it's. But then when a motherfucker dies 70, they say gone too soon. Oh, wait a minute, that nigga's 70.
So it's just all confusing.
You know what I'm saying? If 30 is old until you die. But 70 is young when you die. Wait, nigga, I need to write some of this down to figure this out. I need a calculator.
Because somebody just died at 88, and people said.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on out here.
And she was like, we're talking about, like, why can't people be fans of people? I didn't say, like, you couldn't be a fan, but people aren't fans. People are fanatics. Like, people are crazy.
Yeah. There's a line. There's a fan, and then a nigga that cry when you die. I don't know you. I enjoy your music. When you die, I still have your music. So what am I sad for? I'm not having conversations with you, nigga. You not coming to the crib, chopping it up with me. We not eating together. I listen to your music. Once you're gone, I still got the music.
But aren't you sad you can't have more of the music though?
No.
Because think, man, I did want more Biggie CDs.
Man.
I'm going to run out of life for after deaths, man. Play. I want Biggie.
What if this shit's trash? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Now, what if they give you more music and it fucking disappoints you? Now what?
That would suck.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on to the memories, my nigga. That's all we got out here. All
right. Oh, also, like, we was talking about, like, for people. All right. People are saying these people are inspirational. Like, a lot of people that died. If these people are so inspirational, why don't y'all carry on these legacies? Why is it back? Why next week is going to be back to normal? People ain't going to be doing nothing no more. Everything's going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm such an inspiration, I want y'all to be inspired to get up and do something.
Y'all should have been inspired by the shit I was doing while I was alive.
That's what I really don't understand.
Nigga, join me. Don't carry on my fucking message, my nigga. Fuck with me. Don't wait till I'm gone, but all right, man, he would want this to be done. Nigga, I wanted it done when I was alive.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry on his message. No, nigga, help me. Help me.
Help me. Yeah, man, that's all. I think that was all the points right there. Now, appreciate the voicemail.
Yeah, shout out to Bripper. Again, I am sorry that we got you that upset. For real, man. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
And it's not, it's just what's recent. This is not about Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, no, this is just the tone of everything that happens when something like this happens.
But, like, we need to start being honest. Why is it a crime to be honest? Like, talk about these subjects.
Speaking of which, your boy Kodak Black.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I am not a fan of Kodak Black. But, nigga, this shit right here, I can't stop watching it, man.
Yo, don't send me a voicemail. I'm not laughing.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
You seen the initial video? When he made the comments about Laura London?
No, I didn't see that one.
So, all right, the initial video is Kodak back on Instagram Live. Boy, y'all stay getting in some heat on Instagram Live. I don't even know why y'all be turning this live on. So it's like him and his homeboy standing around, and he was like, "Hey man, Laura London single now." He was like, "Man, she got them kids and stuff. She gonna need somebody to take care of her. She fine." And then one of his boys like, "Yo, chill." And he was like, "Nah, I'm just saying. I'll give her a year and cry and all that over dude. But after that, I could take care of her. I'd be good to her." And like his homeboy, like a couple of his homeboys in the back was like, "Yo, like chill out. Like somebody should stop that live."
Yeah.
So then that clip went viral. People pulled it, the shade room and all that. And that's where it went from there. So which one did you see?
I saw after T.I.
Oh, okay.
After T.I. was like, "Boy, you need to tighten up." That's when it got real. Because all that shit, even T.I. posted something on Instagram. Like, "You out your motherfucking mind. You need to tighten up and shit." This is when I start fucking with Kodak Black, nigga. That nigga said, "Or what?" No, yo.
God. What?
And that's all he put. T.I. went on a fucking rant. Dang. And that nigga, "Or what, nigga?"
Dang.
Dang. Yo.
T.I. went on the rant. The game. You seen the game?
Yeah, I seen that game shit.
The game went on the rant telling that they was telling that boy to tighten up, stop playing.
Yo, but the thing about the game rant, I can't take him seriously because of his mustache.
I can't take him serious because of that last fight at on the basketball court.
Well, that and he's the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You played yourself so many times that, nigga, we don't believe you.
There were some more people who put a video out, too.
Yo, Kodak Black keep putting videos out.
Oh, for real?
Man, he got ones. He got a couple of videos explaining himself. It doesn't get any better. Then he got a video.
Oh, that like fake apology?
No, that was the last one. He got two more before that.
I seen one where he was like, "Yo, this is what I'm here for. Like, I love this."
He's like, "Yeah, man, fuck y'all niggas," basically.
Yeah.
Then he did the apology, and that wasn't an apology, bro. I don't.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was terrible, son.
Yo, he had actors telling him to chill out. Like Shamar Moore or somebody made a video.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like multiple people telling this dude.
Yo, Kodak Black with my wife. All right, but is this just a nigga saying out loud what everybody's thinking?
Yep.
That's really what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
But that is crazy to say, like, especially right now.
Yeah, this early. You know what I'm saying? "Oh, man, this is way too soon." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, man, yo, she's not going to be alone forever. That's not going to happen. Somebody, no matter when it is, somebody's going to date that woman, and the world is going to be mad. No matter what. It could be 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be upset. Yo, that shit was funny, though. Nigga, or what?
That's enough. And then, yo, did you hear the YouTube video with Daylight?
Yeah, well, I heard one of them.
Yo, Daylight was going in.
For real?
Yeah, like he said, "Yo, I'm probably going to get killed for this." He's like, "But at this point, I don't care." He was like, "Jay Prince, all y'all. Y'all so tough when it comes to hood stuff. Like when it comes to hurting another black man, y'all all putting videos up and people need to check in. But when like it's a Zimmerman or somebody or the dude who hit the girl in Dallas," he was like, "y'all quiet. Ain't none of that tough stuff going nowhere when it's really time to get active against some a white supremacy or something."
Mm.
But when it's another black man, oh, y'all on 100.
Oh, yo, y'all putting the word. I need that young man's chain back. Yeah. You all about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
He's like, y'all are the police. Y'all working with the police. That's it. Just to keep niggas down.
Yo, that's bars, my nigga.
Hell yeah. Yo, he went on. Yo, he was saying everything I be saying. Yo, I screen save half the stuff, but I ain't posted it yet. He was like, all this destructive rap music, it got to go. Get it all out of here. He was like, I don't care. Bring the feds in and raid every studio. He said it's all destruction. Everything. He said all the gangs, get them out of here. He was like, I want the SWAT teams to come in here. Get all you niggas out of here. He's like, I'm sick of it. I'm never going back to L.A. He was like, I'm done. He was like, you know what? I'm not hanging with no hood nigga, no street nigga, no real nigga. None of you niggas. He's like, I'm hanging with Todd. I'm going to get some golf shoes. He was like, I'm tired of all this shit. Like, all of y'all, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm at the point of my life, my nigga, to where, like, I feel like I should invest all my money in a nuclear missile and drop it on L.A. Like, that's how I feel. That might be the only way to fix this shit, my nigga. Because you niggas is stupid, bro. That might be the only way to fix this shit, bro. Like, you niggas is so fucked up mentally, my nigga. You niggas is so... Look, my nigga. Look, you know why I ain't mad, my nigga? Because this the type of shit y'all niggas promote all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all niggas listen to all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all rap about all day, every day. This the type of shit y'all go to the club and bang out all day, every day. This the shit y'all be on, right? This the shit all the niggas on Twitter grieving and mourning. Nigga, you just made a song about shooting a nigga 6 times. This the shit y'all be on, huh? How we gonna be sad and crying now? This the shit y'all be on. This the shit y'all glorify. This the shit they put in the air. You got the dumbass nigga. What's his name? Young Melly. He killed both his best friends. He on every website cover and all type of shit. This shit that made him famous. This the shit we be on, huh? Every last one of these so-called real niggas and hood niggas and gangbangers. Look, my nigga, I'm at the point to where I don't give a fuck. All of these so-called gangbangers, real niggas, this goes to Jay Prince. This goes to all you so-called fake-ass real niggas, bro. Oh, my mama, I don't give a fuck right about now. Everybody gangster. Everybody tough. Everybody pressing their issue. You send a bunch of niggas to New York to get a chain back. Where's that muscle at when we need nigga Zimmerman gone? When we need to find these police officers that be beating up women, that be a hitting kid? Where's that energy at when we need to find these type of people? Huh? Where's that energy at when we need to find these type of people? Where's the national energy at when we need to find these type of people? You know what I came to the final conclusion, my nigga? All of these niggas police. All of these niggas working for the government. All of them, my nigga. All you so-called real gangster street niggas. Y'all all working for the government. Y'all all poly. Y'all don't even know it. You ain't real. You ain't street. You ain't tough. You know what you are? Walking genocide. You walking. Where is this energy when we need to stand up for our people? Where is the fucking energy, my nigga? Where is this type of energy when we see police beating a dog shit out of a 12-year-old gun? Yeah, a 12-year-old girl. Why the fuck you ain't getting online making a post? If there's any goons and motherfucking boom boom, y'all need to go handle that police or it's gonna be Where's this type of energy at with you tough niggas, my nigga? Cops just killed the nigga sleep in his car. Where's this energy at? Where's the energy at for nigga who killed Mike Brown? Where's the energy at for the niggas who killed Eric Garner? Where's the energy at for any... Where's the energy at? Where's that gangsterness at? You ever notice, right? You ever notice whenever we got a problem as a people, none of these so-called real niggas are nowhere to be found. You got how many killers in Chicago? How many killers from Grave Street? How many killers from 6-0? How many killers from 8-9 East Coast? How many killers from 20? How many? We got killers. Where are y'all? I'm gonna say this loud and clear, and I don't care what happened to me after this. Fuck every gang member in Los Angeles. Fuck every so-called real street nigga in the industry. Fuck every so-called real street nigga in Los Angeles and in the entire United States. Fuck all of them. And if I could, I would erase every last one of you niggas from the planet. You niggas are our biggest cancer. You niggas, bro. All of y'all niggas are our biggest problem. My nigga, the white man ain't our problem. The white man ain't our problem. The system ain't our problem. The police ain't our problem. That ain't our problem. That ain't our problem. That ain't our problem. The police ain't our problem. The white man ain't our problem. The Chinese ain't our problem. It's you niggas, bro. I ain't never walked up the street and worried about... You know what happened, my nigga? When I'm in Los Angeles, when I'm driving through Los Angeles, my nigga, you know what be the only thing on my mind? A black nigga would probably kill me. I don't be thinking about no white people. When I'm dipping through LA streets, I don't be thinking about no white people. I don't never think about no white people when I'm in the hood. Never. Never. Somebody, they asked me on No Jumper yesterday how I feel about 6ix9ine snitching. I said, if I was 6ix9ine, I would have snitched too. Fuck it. Lock all these niggas up. Get all these niggas off the street, my nigga. Fuck it. Get them, man, snitch on everybody, bro. If anybody got some information, give it to me. I'm calling the police. Get these niggas off the street. Fuck it. I'd rather be able to walk down the street and know these niggas in jail than walk down the street and know a nigga will kill me. Fuck them. Get them off the street. Fuck you. Fuck you. I ain't... Niggas, oh, you gonna break the code. What code? What is the code? We talk about break the code. What is the... We just talked about this. What is the code? Oh, don't snitch. That's the code. Oh, kill more black people and run from the police. That's the code. The code is kill more black people. If you see a nigga slipping, shoot that nigga. If the police come, run. That's the code. That's the code I'm supposed to live by. The code I'm supposed to live by is continuously killing our own people, selling crack to our own people, robbing our own people, and making sure that our people never grow. That's the code I'm supposed to live by. That's the real nigga code. That's the street code I'm putting. Fuck your code, my nigga. Fuck all y'all niggas, bro. I'm glad 6ix9ine snitched. Fuck all y'all. Get all y'all niggas off the street. Bro, I'm at the point of fuck all y'all niggas, my nigga. Look, I don't care how no nigga feel. I don't care how you feel about today. Press your issue. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. I'm tired, bro. My nigga. I just lost a little homie yesterday. We just lost motherfucking Nipsey Hussle. We about to... Look, let me tell you. This the problem, though. This the whole problem with this whole thing, my nigga. Y'all think Nipsey... See, today need to be the day we ban all negative music. Today. Right now, today need to be the day we ban all negative music. After today, nobody should be listening to any music that talk about killing more black people. Nobody. It should, no, as of today, nobody on the face of this earth, if you are a black person, nobody should be listening to no more music that talks about killing more black people. Ban. We need to go on a legitimate hip-hop ban. If the music is not talking about us bettering ourselves as a people and sticking together, it should be banned. I'm done, bro. I'm done. I no longer want to be around no gang members. I don't want to be around no hood niggas. I don't want to be around no real niggas. I don't want to be around no niggas who bout that life. I don't want to be around no G's. I don't want to be around no big dogs. I don't want to be around none of that. I'm done, bitch. I'm about to go play water polo with Todd and Jim and all them niggas in Laguna Woods. Fuck y'all. That's how I feel. I don't want no... Get away from me. I'm not coming nowhere near. I'm done, bro. I'm about to go... Tomorrow, I'm going to buy me some golf shoes... A new golf iron, a caddy, what do you call it, a 9-iron. I'm about to cash out on me a 9-iron, buy me some golf clothes. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm about to buy, I don't even want to play basketball. I want to get far away from the black world as possible, bitch. I'm not even playing basketball no more. Fuck basketball, because that shit got a game banger thing in it. Fuck all that, bitch. I'm about to buy me some golf shoes, some golf clothes. my nigga a nice set of nine irons, bitch, and I'm about to get in the white thing. Fuck y'all niggas, bro. I can't take it no more, my nigga.
And that's how I feel, man. It's like, how long, when are people going to get mad? Because how do you come from slavery to just senselessly murdering each other like savages? And people say it's not just black on black crime. No, I don't never see, if I go in an all white neighborhood, I don't care if it's a trailer park, a bad park, there is no white gang coming up to me with their pants hanging off their ass talking about what hood, what set you claim. Only thing you got to worry about is the KKK, and that's a destructive organization. They ain't going around hanging white people. They killing you niggas too.
Yeah.
We the only ones. We see each other. It's always, we got to be on edge or on tilt. You got to think about going to a corner store to get a soda in a bad neighborhood.
Yo, you got to think about it. Like, damn, nigga, do I really?
Like, it is 2 a.m.
Nigga, how bad do I want this soda? I know them niggas is out there, man.
Yep, the niggas that look just like me. I can't even go in there with my girl because they going to say something disrespectful and grab her ass.
For real? For real, nigga, I can't do nothing around niggas.
Can't do nothing. Like, I'm done. Get them out of here. Yeah, man, that Daylight interview, yo. Well, it wasn't an interview. He was just in his living room.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, this is before, like, they knew what happened with Nipsey. So it was, like, fresh. I think it was that night. And he was like, yo, if this is a dude in a suit, like a conspiracy like y'all saying, then we probably okay. But he was like, if this was something street, he was like, Nipsey was like the, when people say on Beezy, he was like on Beezy, like the top blood dude. He's like, Nipsey was the on Beezy for the 6-0s. So he was like, niggas are gonna die. He was like, kids, mamas, grandparents, it don't matter. Like, it didn't even got to be the party responsible. Niggas is just going to die.
Gonna die, yeah. Damn.
And I heard, I can't confirm it, but they said niggas have been dying. Like, his family has been getting clipped. The dude who did it?
Yeah.
They said they clipping his family and everything.
Ah, damn. Hey, you should have known that was coming.
Like, it's crazy out here, dog.
Hell yeah.
And, yo, Kodak Black, like, all these people with the tough talk, ain't nobody going to do nothing, man.
Hell no.
Y'all doing, like, that's, he said that. You see the video where Kodak Black said that? He was like, man, y'all could have called my phone with this. Like,
yo, y'all, why are you going on live, my nigga?
Yeah.
If you really feel a certain fucking way, nigga, hit me up. Say something to me, my nigga. Don't go on live, nigga. That, you doing that for likes, my nigga.
And, like, to be honest, that's a lot of, like, a lot of things could be solved if you call somebody in private.
Well, fucking phone call, man.
But we all, everybody want to be tough and look good, dog.
Yeah, it's, yo, hell yo. I'm G-checking this nigga. No, you fucking not, man. Sit your stupid ass down.
Like, I remember Nipsey had Static with Tax Zone on Twitter. And I was like, oh, this is about to be bad. Because that's two people that's not going back down.
Yeah.
So, it just, all right, Tax Zone said something. Nipsey said something. Tax Zone said something back. And then people was like, oh, this is about to be bad. You know what happened? All that stopped. They got on the phone. And then it was good. Then the next picture, you see them together in the studio.
There you go.
Just get on the phone, dog, because things is different. That energy is way different when you actually talking to somebody.
Yeah. Stop going back and forth with fucking videos, letting other people comment on the shit, getting in y'all niggas' heads, and making the shit worse than it need to be.
Like, I remember them. It was like five dudes died from a Twitter beef. In L.A. one time.
God damn,
it was
man.
Crazy. Like, I watched the whole thing unfold. Like, dude said something, he said something, and it just started getting more disrespectful. Then the videos start coming out, a dude's rolling up on him, shooting him, and then some dudes retaliated. All that died over some words on Twitter.
Dumb shit.
Yo, we got some more voicemails, too. Baylor, I should have played it before we started talking about that, but because I know Baylor probably going to
say something.
Yeah, touch on the same things, but yeah. Shoot, we pretty much covered. There really ain't nothing more for us to. So let me see. I'm gonna try to click on a Ravishing Rick. No rude though. BTG President, check out the podcast. Here go Billy the Great, Round the Round.
Round the Round.
Hey, that Lil Nas X was banging. I gotta go download that. That's fire. I don't care. Turn that shit up, windows down, blasting in the summertime. Hey, we should just fuck they whole genre up. For real. Like let's just, I'm gonna go take like some type of class where I can start talking country and shit like that and just start rapping and shit. Anyhow, I got a segment that I wanna start doing for married men. You know what I'm saying? Cause I know Stone can relate to this. So the shit gonna be called, I don't know. Yeah, y'all can come up with it. But have you ever been stoned? I'm asking you because you married. Have you ever been in a situation where you not doing nothing wrong, but you in a situation where it looks wrong, and it's like hard to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. So the lights went out on my side of the complex, right? Some shit like that. So I'm thinking we didn't pay the bill or something like that because I'm broke, baby. I go to the front house. We got this front house. That's where you got the gym and all that other shit, swimming pool, la, 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 la. So I go there to go to the media room because my phone had died. So I go up there, take my charger, my phone to go charge it so I can call and see if it was either like something like a power outage or if I'm broke and I didn't pay the bill. So I'll call Edison or whatever and waiting on them. They finally, you know, pick up after being on hold for like 15 minutes, right? And I'm talking to them, nigga, this woman come in there. Like she looked like she had to be like in her mid-20s or some shit like that. Like, I say about 25, 26, young thing, red bone, came in there in some workout clothes looking, and I'm like, but she was like super nice or whatever, and I'm at the supermarket right now in the car. My wife at home, so that's why I'm doing it here, and I'm not going to start the car yet. And I'm talking about she came in there looking bad. I'm talking about Nelly tip drill video bad, right? And I'm like, oh my God, guess what? My wife called me. FaceTime. Mm. You think I picked up?
Hell no.
Now, the reason why she came in there, so it's like two different rooms. It's a room and it has two side rooms, like two isolated rooms to the side. But it's a glass doors or whatever you can see inside the room. In both of the rooms, it's a desktop. Or whatever, where you can just go in there and use the and then in the major room in the main room, there's other. That's the crazy part. That, I didn't think about that. There's other computers set up in the media room where the copier and shit like that is at. And then in the two side rooms, there's just one big ass, you know, desktop monitor or whatever. So she came in there and she was like, don't mind me. Can I use the monitor real quick? So, cause she wanted to type something up. Look something up. And I'm like, no, go ahead. I'm just doing, you know, I'm on the phone. I don't want to look at whatever you looking up or whatever. Just go ahead or whatever. I didn't really think about it until I left. And I'm like, this bitch, I mean, she could have used one of the other ones. I did not answer the phone. Mm-hmm. Stone. I did not answer the phone or whatever. And that's it. That's all I got to say. Nothing else happened after that. But I was scared. As a black man in America, I was scared to pick up FaceTime when my wife called because another woman was in the media room, the isolator room, while I was trying to take care of business. Totally innocent. Forget that, yo.
Yeah. Yo, facts. You do not. Look, I don't know about Darcy. Marcy. You know what I'm saying? My wife is irrational, my nigga. She don't. Hey, I could be doing absolutely nothing wrong, my nigga. I can barely hug my aunties around my wife, nigga.
Dang,
nigga, she's irrational. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I can't have people sitting too close to me at an appointment. You know what I'm saying? Like, get to talking, ask a couple too many questions, wifey's on it, my nigga. Like, yo, she's irrational, dog. I understand that shit completely.
Yo, so you say he pick up that phone completely innocent, and his wife see, hey, Miss Parker, the background,
yes. Thicky Thickums. Yeah.
Yo, said looking delicious with the glimmering lotion.
Yeah,
he in trouble.
Yes. Yes. Dog, it go down like that, man. Like, yo, that's real. Yo, my wife, if I was in that situation and I picked up that phone, I'm in trouble because I stayed in that building with that woman by herself.
Yo, just picture you on FaceTime with your wife, and then the girl turn around and say, she's like, oh, this is my wife. And then she go in there, hey.
Yo. Problems.
Problems. Yeah, she's on her way up there.
Oh, wifey's the Flash, my nigga. She's already there.
with the fighting sweats on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the phone still, she moved so fast, the phone still show our house, the room she was in our house, but she at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Heck nah. That's nuts.
Yo, that's, yo, man, wifey be giving it to cashiers, my nigga.
Dang.
How long of a conversation can you have with a cashier?
Shoot, no longer than 20 seconds.
Exactly. It's, they, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing today? Wifey on it.
Dang. Nigga.
Oh, y'all friends now? Like, baby.
Don't let her ask you if something good that you got. Oh, I wanted to try this.
Oh, you got it from that bitch?
Oh, see, you're, look.
Here's the only good thing about it, though. Wifey's anger is always directed towards the woman.
Oh, okay.
Which makes me say, I don't give a fuck. Beat her ass. I don't care. Just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got another voicemail from Baylor V. Great T. This is what it's called, Cereal Threesome. So this is probably talking about when we was talking about mixing the cereals.
I feel like this is going to be dumb.
Yeah, I feel like his mixture is going to be just ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Nah, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, dog. Hey, dog, y'all got that Rip-Rip voicemail on. I told y'all, man, I'm not explaining anything. I'm too old for that. But I will say this. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Hear me out. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and a peanut butter Captain Crunch. Oh my God. I don't know if it's fire. Don't hey, just try it though. I can't eat it right now. I want y'all to try it. But wait. I gotta steal this from Jalen and Jacoby. Is this regional or cultural? Y'all niggas put ice in y'all milk? I need to know if y'all, because if you put ice in your milk, then y'all definitely shouldn't be complaining about the culture. If y'all putting ice in y'all milk, y'all ghetto. Dang, that's crazy. Ghetto, man. I ain't never ever put ice in my. Let me see. No, but my ice gotta be. Let me roll this window.
This dude.
My milk gotta be cold though. Like I'm very sensitive when it comes to milk. Cause I really don't like the taste of milk. Do either of y'all niggas drink milk like just by itself or when you eat pancakes or some shit like that? Yeah, that's savage shit right there. Shout out to y'all for doing that. But I don't like drinking milk by itself. I remember I used to hurry up and drink it. I don't know if anybody forced me to drink it back in the day, but for some reason I would just drink it down. Maybe it was something that was served at the table and I'm like, dang, I guess I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to just drink this. I used to hold my nose, all kind of shit. You know all the tricks when you don't want to taste the shit. So, I've been mixing cereals and shit like that. I thought I was the only one that did that. That's crazy. Now, the soft-serving ice cream, that ain't nothing but a goddamn ice cream, and you just putting toppings on it. So shout out to your homeboy. That nigga just eating the ice cream with toppings on it.
Nigga had a sundae, nigga.
Not the Fruity Pebbles, but the Trix and the Fruit Loops. Trix and the Fruit Loops. And then you just have a fruity-ass bowl. That shit was super fruity. Fire, though. I'm talking about fire. Milk got to be cold, man. That shit got to be cold. Anybody, if your milk is a degree higher than Sub-Zero, you're a savage, man. I can't do it. You're a better man than I am. I can't do that, but that's what we got to come up with. Top five cereal collabs. Oh, man. I got to send my list in. I'm going to send it in later, though, because I know First of all,
what happened to your phone quality, bro?
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Did you switch phones?
I think he threw his phone in the back seat and just started yelling at me.
Because, everybody say the best stuff on the voicemail that's terrible quality.
Yeah.
Like, I could have used that. Forget that. Yizzo. But now I can't. Yeah. It sounded like you was at running through a payphone.
Oh, but hey, man, we don't drink milk on this side, cuz.
Now, when I was younger, I would kill a couple glasses of milk. I would get about 14 cookies and the God biggest damn. Glass I could find full of milk and run through that or run through a whole pack of Oreos with a glass of milk. No. Or sometime when you hungry and ain't much to eat, a big glass of milk could do you right for about 35 minutes.
I only had milk with cereal. And then that day, I had to make some life decisions about going to the bathroom after this milk. Mm. That was all she wrote me. I ain't touched it since, nigga.
Dang. Ice cubes? Nah, man. Our refrigerators work.
Yo, the only thing worse than putting ice cubes in milk is them niggas that warm milk. Like, you know, like, hey, you want a glass of warm milk? Nigga, fucking no, you nasty son of a bitch.
Glass of warm milk. Yeah, man, like, who puts ice in your cereal? Like, yo, that's crazy.
I know, I hope he's talking about a glass. Like just a cold glass of milk.
No, people put ice in their cereal.
Yo, them niggas are savages, man.
Yeah. I remember, shoot, when was this? Last year sometime? I went to visit my homeboy, and he had this, a side chick. Well, nah, he ain't married, so they all side chicks. So we went to one of his chick's house. He was like, yo, you want some breakfast? She cooked a bomb breakfast. All right, we get over that, right? It was an older white woman.
Mm.
She cooked us breakfast. But I'm thinking, okay, this is about to come with a glass. She going to ask me, do I want some water or a glass of orange juice or a soda, anything. Mm. Apple juice. No, she doesn't even ask you what you want to drink. She comes with the tallest glasses she had of milk filled to the brim, to where if you pick that glass up, you got to go real
spill
slow.
It a little bit.
Yeah. Dog, why would you bring some dudes over 30 the biggest glasses of milk that you can find?
Because she was an older white lady. She's worried about your growing bones.
Who is drinking that much milk, period, in the middle of a Saturday?
Apparently older white ladies, nigga.
Dog, when I should have, dang, why I didn't take a picture? This would have been a good cover for the show. It was the biggest glass of milk I ever seen.
What was did the breakfast go along with milk?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why she brought you the milk.
No, you ask. When you go to a restaurant, they just don't assume you want the biggest glass of milk they have. They ask you, what do you want to drink?
All right, let me put you up on game. All right, when you fucking an older white lady, mm-hmm. if she bring you something, it's like Chick-fil-A messing up your order. Mm. They know what's in your best interest.
Well, let me tell you how this all ended. That breakfast was delicious, and that breakfast got ate. Yeah. That big stupid glass of milk was still sitting there.
Oh, man.
With no explanations.
You didn't drink A&B milk.
No. You got the point when you seen the plate empty and that big, stupid glass of milk still sitting there. You knew what time it was.
Did she ask you if you didn't like your milk?
Nope. She grabbed the plate and that big, dumbass glass of milk and took it to the kitchen.
Yo, what is it with white ladies, B?
Like what?
Yo, they catered to men. Like I went to my homeboy house. He was married to a white chick. Mm-hmm. Nigga, she fixed my plate and brought it to me. Mm. When I was done, she took the plate to the kitchen, my nigga. He didn't have to ask her to do it. She just did it. I was like, yo, man, for real? Nigga, my wife ain't fixing my plate. I damn sure she ain't fixing nobody else's.
Wait, all my friends' girls do that.
For real? But
yeah.
Man, that's crazy,
bring
dog.
Bring you the plate and everything.
I ain't never seen no shit like that. Are these black women?
Spanish.
But nigga, that don't count.
Why not?
Because they just white and can cook.
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, at Stone L Terrible. Sometimes I feel awkward, though, and I just go make my own plate or just go grab it.
Yeah. I don't want you fixing my plate. Straight up. I don't want your wife fixing my plate, your girl fixing my plate, my nigga. I do that myself. That shit is weird to me, because I'm not going to let my wife fix that shit, even if she would do it. I'd be like, no. Then you better come over here and grab this chili, nigga. What's wrong with you?
Why she can't fix my plate?
Huh?
Why she can't fix mine?
Look at you, my cousin.
Yeah, that's family, man.
Yeah, then you at home. Get your ass up and get your own fucking food.
But so, like, I understand. No. Like, you don't want to, dog, you don't just want to be walking in people's kitchen, going in the cupboard, getting the forks and stuff.
If you got the audacity to sleep in my fucking bed, my nigga, you can go in the cannons.
All right. Don't be mad when all the cookies ate.
Oh. Hey, aunt coming over. Hide the good shit.
Yo, why you got the whole packet of cookies by your bed, dog? Wow.
Nigga, you know why.
Oh, he feel at home. Oh man, that's crazy. That's like I think I already said this, like that podcast where he told the babysitter to feel at home. Shit. Yo, that was I never laughed that hard. He said she took a to go Tupperware and they never got the Tupperware back. Like, yo,
I don't know why. I just got an image in my head, son. You at my house, right? I feel like you walk in my room. And so in a durag and some boxers with a box of cereal sticking your hand in it while me and my wife is in the bed sleep. Like, you walk in the room doing that shit and be like, yo, what y'all doing? Nigga, you don't get the fuck out of here.
What we doing today?
You know what I'm saying? What's up for the day? Nigga, get out.
Hey, about what time y'all normally get up?
And for some reason, the do-rag got the tail out, nigga.
Well, I got the TV downstairs loud. Yo, me and the kids, wow, the little one just got toys everywhere. We just the whole place. We just down there live.
You're like, yo, man, when y'all getting up?
Your daughter in the kitchen cooking two things that don't go together.
Yo, why is she making pancakes and peas? Nigga, what you got my kids in here doing?
Oh, I showed this new technique with the peas. Like, she already wanted the peas. She was doing the pancakes. She wanted the pancake. But I just figured out. I showed this technique I got with the peas.
Yo, gotta get these vegetables in, my nigga.
Yo, that's nuts. Man, send us another voicemail with the forget that yo with the ear. That was tight.
Forget that
yes, old. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Bailey the Great, for the voicemail. Y'all check out Bailey the Great. I'm BTG for president. I don't know why I can never get the name. Like, we say Baylor's name so much. Like, oh, it's BTG for president, not yeah. To Baylor.
It's Rolla Ron.
Rolla Reezy. Yeah, man. So that's that for this week. The Zimbabwe government.
The Zimbabwe government.
They spent $155,000 on judge wigs.
Oh, them fucking wigs.
Yo, why they got the ugliest wigs, though?
Yo, why is that a thing? Why does the court counsel need wigs, my nigga?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Did you see the picture of them with the wigs on?
Yeah, that shit looked funny as hell.
Why they got the dirty wigs, though? Like, I don't understand what's going on. 155,000, and they don't like them. Of course, they ugly. They ain't the white joints. They like look like somebody wiped their ass with them.
Hell yeah.
155,000. You got people ain't even got water out there, and you getting 100. Yo, this whole world, throw it away, dog. Start over.
Hell yeah.
Face tattoos, man. I'm tired of why face tattoos on all these people look smeared. Like, them hoes got old and just spread.
First of all, why are we getting face tattoos?
Yo, y'all got to chill with the face tattoos, man.
Yeah, that face tattoo shit, we going to stop that right now. We gonna put an end to that, because that shit is dumb, my nigga. Yeah. Like, for real. I mean, it's one thing if you famous, okay? It's fame. You better make that money stretch, my nigga, because you're not getting a job with a face tattoo.
Birdman said he getting his removed.
Please do that.
Like, why even get them, you dummy?
Why did you get them, dog? Like, I don't... That shit seemed painful.
Hell yeah.
Like, them niggas be getting them shits on their head and shit. Like, my nigga, I'm not about to sit through that.
Dude, can you imagine, like, on the top of my arm, on that little bone, you could, like, feel it hitting the bone. Yo, imagine on your forehead.
Forehead, nigga? Every time I get a tattoo, as soon as it start, I regret it. Like, fuck. I gotta sit through this whole fucking thing. Put that on your head?
Duh, that vibration gotta be crazy.
Hell no, bro. It's not happening, man. And you regular niggas out here getting tattoos on your face because these famous niggas do it. Yeah, nigga. I see you at the unemployment line.
Yo, did you hear the Birdman Juvenile CD?
Okay. Now, you hit me and said that shit was fire, right? I thought you was trolling and just wanted me to hear some terrible shit because you had to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So I never touched it. You know, I never went to it, man.
Oh, you never did?
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked. Like, I think Juvenile wrote all Birdman's rap because, like, you ain't about to do that rap you be doing that you been doing.
That word hustling you be doing, nigga.
I'm
nice.
Hustling, nigga. I'm on the road, nigga. I'm with my niggas, nigga. We pulling the trigger, nigga. We niggas, we nigga, nigga. Like, that's how you used to rap. Dog, man, he got bars in here. Like, everybody's just flowing. The beats are good. I don't know if they don't sound like Manny Fresh, but they good beats.
Yeah.
Like, they trolling us with this one. I don't know how the hell they did it.
Damn.
Because I ain't never listened to a CD of two niggas I never want to hear again in my life. That you could actually listen to. Billy Ray Cyrus smoked the Old Town Road remix.
Did he?
Smoked it. You ain't heard the remix?
Nuh-uh.
Dog, Billy Ray came on that whole ride.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride.
Cyrus. Now he got the cosign. You think he going back on Billboard?
No, hell no.
They still leaving him off. They ain't trying to have that trap rap stuff going on with the blacks.
Hell no.
Oh, the song is. Oh, did you hear on Twitter, Billboard shared the song?
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, that, what is really going on? Like, yeah, y'all ain't getting back on here, but yeah, we'll give you a share. Man, the Old Town Road remix with Billy Ray Cyrus, the god.
Billy Ray Cyrus, the god.
I'm glad they didn't let Miley on it.
No, she was in some heat, too.
Oh, she's trying to be black again.
Nah, she, what happened? Oh, so she was doing some kind of photo shoot, and she was out in the desert, and she climbed a Joshua tree.
What's that?
A Joshua tree is not endangered, it's a protected tree in California. So you can't climb on them and shit, because I guess they're like real brittle and shit. But Miley weighs 95 pounds, my nigga. She ain't hurting that fucking tree. But they lost their mind over that shit.
I got to give her a pass for that.
Yeah, it's a fucking tree. Nigga, it's a fucking tree, man. Nobody cares.
Because when we was on the island Cyprus, we went into sacred grounds that we didn't know was sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we came into the situation, we went from the back. Like, we didn't know. We're not from there. We climbed a hill, and we seen a bunch of, like, thrones and stuff, and we wanted to flick it up. Back then, there was no gram, so we had, you know what I'm saying, the pop and shoot, what's it called? It? Pop and crop, whatever the little throwaway cameras are.
Yeah.
We had a throwaway joint, so we was out there flicking it up.
Flicking it up.
There's a bunch of people looking at us like we crazy. And like, I guess because we black.
Mm-hmm.
So then.
No, nigga, y'all was on a gravesite.
the way we come down, we had to come back down a hill. We get down this hill then turn around, see it's the entrance, and see this is sacred ruins that's been around for millions of years, thousands of years, and nobody is supposed to go in there.
Y'all just desecrated that shit.
And we in there flicking it up, dog.
Taking all the pictures. Nigga, do you still have the pictures?
I never got the pictures. I need to ask Eve. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask some dudes from the military, like, yo, them pictures we took in Cyprus, man, somebody send them to me.
Hell no.
So I can show y'all us wilding on these ruins. Yeah, we could have died.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And shout out to Egypt, man. They 53 downloads in Egypt.
Where?
I don't know how we got to Egypt.
We everywhere. You never there.
Yeah, the numbers keep going up in Egypt. So somebody said something. Yeah. So shout out to Egypt, man.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. The missing boy in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, what happened with that? Who is this?
So a little kid went missing at when he was 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
So this 14-year-old pops up and says, "I'm him."
Hell.
Said that I'm the missing kid. The family never gave up hope. Old buddy pops up. I'm Timothy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a DNA test. Oh, nigga, it ain't Timothy.
Why the hell you say you was Timothy then?
And this nigga's 23.
What?
This nigga's 23 years old, and it's not the first time he's done this.
Yo, took this nigga.
Yo, his name is Brian Rennie, and he's done this like 2 or 3 other times.
So he just like, he'll find a missing kid and go say he them?
Yeah.
What the hell wrong with this
dude? Yo, man, I don't know. Nigga, he's 23. This nigga got a 5 o'clock shadow on his fucking face, and you trying to say you 14?
What the hell?
Yo, dog, that shit. And he said, asked like, yo, man, why you do this? He's like, well, Timothy looked like he had a good father, and I never did, so I wanted to be with his father. Nigga, shut up, just stupid ass.
Yo, that is a straight. Yo, like you 23. How does your life come to this, B?
Yeah, for real, for the third time.
Yo, that's gotta suck too, cause like the parents was hype and everything, and then
yeah, but you go in that room looking at him like, no, I ain't seen Timothy in a while, man, but this ain't him. You know
I call it cheap, but this ain't it.
Yo, cause when I looked at the pictures, they showed a picture up side by side. I'm like, yo, that ain't that kid, man. Like, yo, that's not that dude, man.
Yo, you damn weirdo.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I was thinking about something, yo. When I be scrolling down Facebook and I see somebody hyped that they bought a house and they're like showing the pictures and everybody saying congratulations. I be thinking like buying a house ain't really like that big a deal. Like it's not that hard.
But it is though.
Not really.
Well, it's not that hard. Yes, it's not that hard at all. But it's an accomplishment that has been set in our mind that this is what you have to do. So once we get to that point, it's like, okay, I finally made one of my life goals. Mm. So niggas is excited about it.
Because it's like buying a car. Like my boy, he a mortgage broker. And I was like, yo, run me a breakdown of what I need to do to buy a house. And he ran me the breakdown. And I'm like, yo, this is basic.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like, dog, just don't have mag, like the credit cards you got to pay them off.
Yeah,
save this much for a down payment.
Don't have too many open lines of credit. Have enough money for a down payment unless you're in the military. Then you ain't got to do that shit.
Yeah.
I did less than that.
So is it just like people are in so much debt and not financially woke that it's just a common struggle for everybody?
Yeah. Nobody wants to make the sacrifice. Most people got that $48,000 to put down.
Wait, $48,000?
Yeah. You depend on how much the house is, you got to put down 20%.
Okay.
I'm going off a $240,000 house, $48,000.
But if you're in a VA, you ain't got to put that
down. Yeah, nah, you ain't got to do that. And find a builder like I did. Them niggas gave me $10,000.
Why?
Just for building with them.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have to pay. I ain't have no down payment. I ain't have to pay no closing costs. And some of that shit went to the payment of the house.
And they got mad programs, too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like single mother programs, all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Man, I found the other day, man, somebody lost a Habitat for Humanity house.
How?
Nigga, that's free.
Yeah, what'd you do?
What the fuck are you doing that you lost a Habitat for Humanity house? God damn.
They was doing hair and selling cocaine out there.
Yo, Baby D was all up and through that bitch, man, for real.
They was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Hell, niggas had wild dogs running around or something, man.
Be like, your kids keep beating up the neighbor's kids. Yeah, we got to get and somebody.
They, and they never got nothing but drawers on.
Yo, the Columbia, South Carolina USC student that got killed after getting in the car she thought was her Uber.
Yeah.
Yo, first of all, you did not, like, this girl, there's no way you knew this girl was going to get in your car, right?
Yeah.
So you just happened to be in the area where she thought you was her Uber driver. Mm-hmm. How does a random girl jump in your car and the first thing that come to your head was like, well, I got to go kill this.
Oh, I'm about to kill this.
Yo, how does that happen? Like, are you just a natural killer just roaming the streets and it's like, oh, here come an open opportunity?
Yo, nigga sitting in his car, the door open, she getting in like, oh, well, I guess this is the day.
Yeah, what the hell?
Or was it that in Columbia, man, there is a lot of clubs downtown. So when they come outside to catch them Ubers, just everybody's just standing outside. Once the club closed, everybody's just standing outside. So maybe he just knew niggas is gonna be outside waiting for Ubers. So I just pull up and somebody will hop in and nigga, I can go kill him.
That is nuts.
Yeah, man. That nigga, why? Like, for real, my nigga, why?
Yeah, this was and then yo, how people think they not gonna get caught?
Yeah, but I really wonder how they catch him.
Yo, niggas are dumb.
Yo, because like she's getting in an Uber. She has a record of who she's supposed to be with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you ain't it. So you killed. She got in a car. You drove her somewhere, killed her, and dumped her. How did you get caught?
Didn't they say he was? I guess somebody knew the description because it was the same description as her Uber.
Oh, okay.
So they was looking for that car, and then this dummy was just rolling around with the blood in his trunk.
Oh, this nigga's stupid, son.
So they looking for this type of car, and you still got the evidence. Yo.
Yo, nigga in South Carolina ain't right.
I think they found her phone in the car,
and this nigga probably using the goddamn phone.
Yeah,
he's... Oh, stupid ass.
Yo, did you know 40% of airlines never make it to their destination?
40?
40%. You know how scary that is?
Wait. Never make it to their destination as in detoured or crashed? Nigga, no. Four, that's way too high, man.
Let me see. 40%. Let me put this here. Because I heard it on some show.
Yo, because I've been lying to niggas then, man. Because, like, yo, there's a lot of flights during the day.
Yeah.
During a regular day, man, there are a lot of flights. And we hear of maybe one crashing every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's an acceptable ratio. But 40%?
Airlines, 40% failure rate. Nobody's 40. In charge of making sure you get there.
40%.
Dang, I can't read this whole article right now. That's 40%. The
headline. 40%. Yo, 40% means I've been on some planes that crashed and didn't know it, my nigga.
He said and didn't know it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, 40%? That's a lot, man.
Well, the way this is saying it is like 40% airlines never make it on time.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's right.
All right, that sounds better.
Yeah, 40%, yo. It'd be mad people, you know, like, nope, yeah. Airplane didn't make it.
A nigga shoot 40% from the field, man, and he's okay. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's good. He's good. 40% is good. Nah, nigga, 40% is bad.
40%. Yo, I was never going to fly again if that was like the
I'm done, my nigga. Like, yo, I can't get on nothing.
Especially when you used to work on airliners in the military, and then you see how careless they are outside the military. That's even scary.
Hell yeah, man, dog. Man, yo, that's cutting off planes and boats now, man, because we've been seeing a lot of fucking boats crash and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, everybody have a nigga at home watching videos and shit. Yo, y'all get that virtual reality shit up, son, so I ain't gotta go nowhere.
Because I'd be looking out the window at these dudes with their little flashlight just walking around the airline. I'm like, yeah, yo, had to go take off all the panels and open the cowling. Y'all ain't doing none of that.
Look, man, I used to work for an airline. I know the crazy shit that happens.
Dang.
You know, like, when something's wrong with a plane and the mechanics' names is Joe Bob and Jimmy Earl, and them niggas got mullets, and they out there on the landing strip driving the plane, nigga, shit ain't getting done, right?
Nope.
You know, I'm like, nah, man, nah. No, I'm not. Nope. Yo, you got niggas that ain't got high school diplomas, man, working on planes. I'm like, nah, nigga. Yo, I'm telling you, man.
Yo.
He's be out here fucked up, man.
What happened to that power plant, yo? I need that power plant.
Hell no.
Yo, I forgot to talk about Barry Switzer's tweet. Barry Switzer from the Cowboys?
Yeah.
You seen the tweet?
No, Barry Switzer from the Cowboys or Oklahoma?
He came from Oklahoma, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was a Cowboy coach.
Okay.
This dude wrote, "If Jerry had not made that call, I would never got to know your ass or Ed. Always thought you guys are pretty fair. Only eat Ed's ass out one time. Let him tell you about it. Hope all is well with you two."
Yeah, that was autocorrect.
Are you sure?
No.
Shit. That's why he eat the masses at 2 a.m., dog.
Yo, he's buddy eating his man's ass, though.
Yeah.
Barry.
Maybe that's part of the stipulation for the job.
Yo.
This is America's team. Maybe that's why Tony Romo had him under his lock so long.
Jerry Jones looked like he wanted a nigga to eat his ass.
He do. Remember the picture of that girl's face by his crotch?
Yeah.
He a wild boy.
Yeah, yo, Jerry Jones gets an ass, son.
Oh, the penis cam.
No.
You ain't see that?
I don't want to see that.
Yo, it's like a ring. You put it on you pull it down your shaft, and underneath it got the cam, like a GoPro joint.
Yeah.
So you get them extra angles.
Yo, that's all for porn shit. That ain't for no regular use.
I mean, I think everybody should try it once, get them angles.
I don't want to see nobody's cervix, my dude.
My dude. But maybe it's going to be mad shaky unless you got them fluid strokes, though.
Yo, nobody's strokes is fluid.
So. Yeah, my strokes are mad fluid.
Yeah. Videotape that shit and then look at it.
No, you got to work out your pelvis, man.
Yeah, nah.
Do mad pelvic thrusts.
Nothing. Sex does not look like it in your mind like it does in real life.
When you fit it, dude.
And you know, in your mind, you're good. On camera, yo, nigga, I look dumb.
Then why the porn look good then?
Cause it's porn. We want it to look good.
You can look good, dog. It's just sex, just like any other sex.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fluid strokes, bro.
Sex is overrated.
It is overrated, like for real. For the dudes too, cause man, you like doing mad pumping and like your climax is the climax, right?
Yeah.
But when you just thrusting away, there's really no.
After the climax, nigga, it's just a waste of time.
But like during sex too, it's just like you're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And all you like, you don't have a clit to get stimulated.
Yeah, it's just
you're just waiting for that cum.
Yeah, you're just building up to the next one.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Mad sweating, and then you gotta last long, and they gonna laugh at you.
So the fuck what? Yo, I nut fast, my nigga, real fast.
He said real fast.
Go ahead, tell somebody that ain't nutted fast. I still fucked you though. I win.
Yeah, man, but it's like you do it all. Have you ever just was having sex doing mad pumping? You just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm spent.
Hey, you know what, Chief? This ain't it.
Yeah, like, you know what? I'm done.
Look, man, I've exhausted every avenue. I'm going to go ahead and tap out on this one. You know, like, hey, this, your shit drying up and ain't nothing coming out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go on. Gonna lay it down.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Better luck next time.
Yeah, this is boring. I don't really. Yo, you ever nutted and then looked at her and was disgusted?
Oh, that like in high school, that was the thing.
Like before she was banging.
Yeah.
Nutted, I started noticing all the wrong shit with her.
You like, I just want you to go.
You know, oh my God.
Get away. Don't why, touch me. Just get
why
out.
Are you still here?
Yo, in high school, I thought something was wrong with me, dog. Because I was like, why? Like, it used to be like, yo, I'm into this person. Right after, it's like, ew.
Yuck.
There's like, a problem. You I'm a savage.
Yeah, you're a fucking scumbag, nigga. That's what it is.
Final four, dog.
Yo, who are these niggas?
Yo, can you? Yo, did you see the game last night between Virginia?
No, I heard it was some bullshit, though.
All right. It was like 8 seconds left, 7 seconds left. They were down by 2 points. Another miraculous escape to win. He's dribbling the ball. He hits the ball off the back of his foot. Mm-hmm. So when he picks the ball back up, that's supposed to be it. You can't move. He picks the ball back up, keeps dribbling. They don't call double dribble. He gets fouled. Now it's like 3.1 seconds left. They throw the ball in. He kicks it to my man in the corner. My man does the turnaround heave YOLO shot. But it was on target, but it misses. The boy who went to guard him went up close to him and didn't leave him room to land, so he pushed him.
Yeah.
And they called a foul, dog. Now, I had money on Virginia. I needed Virginia to win and for my pool. Like, if Virginia wins the tournament, I get a one-on-one with E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher.
Yeah.
So I'm going for Virginia. I'm like, oh, man, it's over. Yo, when he fouled that man, I was hyped, dog. I think I jumped 7 foot in the air.
Yeah, I would jump through the roof on that ass.
Dog, he was shooting a three-pointer, and it was down by two.
Oh, shit.
Now, normally, you scared in situations like this. Like, oh, he gonna miss a free throw. Yo, this cat has never let me down. When this cat goes to the free throw line, when I say automatic, like when he got fouled, I said it's automatic, yo. I told Jose, money. Game's over. I won the money. Like, this kid don't miss. Dog, ice cold. Walk to the line, swish, 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 like it's nothing. Matter of fact, I put a tweet on the last game. I put a tweet up and said, and I put it on Facebook. Like, we had a kid like him and on my basketball, all-star basketball team. Like, if he goes to the free throw line, just put the points on the scoreboard. I never missed a free throw. And I was like, yep, it's over. That's the wrong kid to foul. So, Virginia escaping these two miraculous victories, they got to win the title, dog.
Yeah, I don't see Texas Tech winning.
Yeah, not. Like, I don't even know how they still here.
Yeah, for real. I don't know how they made it this fucking far, man.
And before we get out of here, man, the Warriors' Jordan Bell suspended because he was charging hotel incidents to Mike Brown's account. Yo, what in the hell? Yo, what is going on, dog? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Nigga, where's your check going?
Yo, my nigga, you was a full-on scumbag. Yo,
dog, that story had me perplexed.
Yo.
Why?
How much
that?
Was it?
Dog, they said it was a hefty bill. I forgot how much it was.
Yo, for you to get suspended, my nigga, it gotta be a lot.
Like, was this just a prank and they didn't find it funny?
Gotta be. Gotta be. Yo, Mike Brown, mama need an operation or something, man. And was short on the money because of this cat, man.
Because they said, like, this is what he does. Like, he's known doing this.
Yo, that's fucked up.
Yo, you gotta be a straight savage. Like, you know, I mean, I ain't care about him, man. I'm good. Man. Hey, put it on Mike's account.
Yeah. Hey, yo, put it on Mike Brown account.
Like, he the rookie or something.
Yeah.
Yo, that is nuts. How can I do that, though? Like, if I go on a vacation with a bunch of people, do I just give them your name?
Huh?
Yeah.
Nah, then you charge it the room to whatever room they in.
Oh, so, okay. I need to go in my homeboy room, make the call, and say, but I'm going to be in this room over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Dog, you see Bret Hart get tackled?
Yeah, yo.
The Hall of Fame speech?
Yo, my nigga.
Dog.
Wrestling.
How do you not beat this man to a pulp, though?
Yo, man. Yo, that nigga still be getting stomped out right now.
But you could, yo, the dudes who got a hold of Ronda Rousey's husband, who was UFC.
Yeah.
And two wrestlers. Now, one, I seen a couple dudes putting the beats on him, but they weren't putting the beats on him like he should have got the beats on him.
Yeah, no, he should have got all of that work.
But you could tell it wasn't like he was trying to hurt him. He was just being an idiot. Because when he grabbed him and went down, he went down real slow with him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why even? Now he just one of them dude bros. Like, dude, I'm the guy. Yeah.
Tackled Bret Hart, bro.
Yo, a young Bret Hart would have put that boy in that goddamn sharpshooter. Didn't Bret Hart have a sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Yo, he would have put that boy in that sharpshooter and broke his damn leg.
He got tackled Bret Hart. Nigga, he was 61.
Man, I ain't got no list of that, man. You got some?
Let me see. I can come up with something real quick.
Oh, did y'all get y'all tickets to Avengers Endgame? They're going on eBay for 5 G's.
Yo, somebody said they had something for $9,100 and already got a bid on them.
Yo, y'all got to chill. It's not that deep, dog. Like, I'm waiting until Monday after. Y'all out here wilding.
Yo, that's crazy, dog. Like, yo, they really want to see that shit, son.
Yeah, I see y'all because y'all want internet to spoil it. But just stay off the internet. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this or that, or we just going to be up out?
Yeah, I can't think of nothing right now.
No, I was too busy writing my...
Brit.
Yeah.
Took up half my day.
Yeah, because I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to remember what to respond to.
Yeah.
Stop drinking milk and white lady stop serving mag big glasses of milk. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. Yo, shout out to Egypt again.
Yo, shout out to Greg Moore out there in Arizona. Always Swayze. Yo, shout out to Crafty Bernardo, man. Happy birthday, cuz.
Oh, it's, dang, you know, birthdays and everything? Look at you.
You know, it popped up on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Shout out to Wichita, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. I'm tired of y'all getting Kansas City, Missouri mixed up with Kansas too, man. Cut it out.
Hey, which one is the raw? Is this is weird, bro? Is it the Kansas City, Missouri side or the Kansas City, Kansas side?
What you mean? This is weird, bro.
Like, why is it the same name? Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. Why y'all just didn't make it one?
Yeah.
So is it the Kansas side that's weird, or that Missouri took over that shit?
Yeah, that is weird. And then it's like right there. So
you it's like, right there.
You can like step across and be like, I'm in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even like a bridge you go across. Nigga, it's a section of the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, yo, we just drove into Kansas. Word? All right.
Yeah, that's mad nuts, man. So, yeah, man, y'all know where to find us, man. Send in your voicemails if y'all got something to say. And we out just like that.
Yeah, man. Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we
on the real though, man, it's the people. I've said it various times, countless of times, man. But we as a people, man, we keep trying to dip and dodge the influence of music. You know what I mean? Like, we can't get around it. Yeah. You can't get around it. Like, I'm talking about, you know, I got a teenage son, and, you know, I see the way his friends talk. I take his phone at times, and I can see conversations with people on Instagram. These kids got two-parent households, but they rap cap. They rap caps in their lyrics, slime, and they talking all this gangster goon stuff. And again, it's like we keep trying to act like we as a people can really separate it as just entertainment.
No, we can't.
And it ain't even just the youngest. Like, they control how the adults talk.
Yeah.
They control what the adults buy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's deeper than rap. You know what I mean? It's much more deeper than just, yo, it's rap music. Like, folk really fighting in real life offline. Folk really getting folk pregnant.
That rap music really got these young boys thinking they're a gang.
The one thing that I don't like, right, is when people bring up the argument, right, of poverty. Don't get me wrong. I understand poverty has a very, very strong direct correlation to, you know, drug usage, depression, trauma, all kinds of stuff. But listen, mind you, if anybody else travels anywhere outside the world, there's some people who are far worse off, who ain't walking around talking about, I'm on savage time, I'm ready to shoot everybody up. Some of the most poorest communities literally believe in community. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here wants to, if we really that poor,
yeah, that's
and,
real.
And it's like real talk, that goes to show you the influence, you know what I'm saying, that comes through hip-hop. You know what I mean?
And I argued it with Roddy the other day, but I had to take myself out of my shoes and really, really think about it. Like, damn, yeah, Dirk words probably mean something different to a
15-year-old, 16-year-old.
Who got nothing. Yeah. Like, literally, you got nothing. What Keith said on that song.
I say
what,
25 and under, his words.
I was actually older than teenager, too, yeah, but it's just... Yeah.
That 13 to 25 market, Dirk is a god.
I tell the young boy,
I've seen it.
The young boy walked in the gym with a ski mask like, on the other day.
Like,
and he couldn't understand why he was drawing. And that situation was just like, he straight said it's my Milano John. I'm like, nigga, it's a ski mask.
Yeah. Like, do you know this is an instrument of crime?
Like, you tripping.
But do you know how many mothers I done sat down with that sat there and said, you know, I always provided and did what I could for my boy, and he always had stuff. I'm talking about, no, these little youngins really just want to be what these rappers is talking about.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like, that's why I'm saying, like, when people say poverty, they're not moving out of necessity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day.
I feel like that's gone.
Yeah, that's been gone. That's, you know what I'm saying?
So
that's why. But it's like we as a people, we can't sit here. And that's my only issue with all of this, with the Nip situation and everything. Like, we can't try to pretend to be so educated and enlightened, but yet never want to put aside our desire to be entertained. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, if we that damn educated and enlightened to where we gonna belittle each other, put each other down, compare some of the greats against each other, and act like we know all this super in-depth government conspiracy, you know what I'm saying, craziness, how do we still continuously support something that is really becoming one of the biggest tools of white supremacy anyway? And that's hip hop. They will pay a fake gangster. They will pay a square that went to college $6 million to act gangster in front of you.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they know the influence that it has on millions of more people. They're going to put whatever label they want to put on them and make you buy it. This is the influence through hip hop.
Yeah, it's called programming for a reason.
Come on.
The more you hear something, the more prone you are to act upon or to remember.
You're absolutely
or to be a
right.
Part of what you hear.
You really don't have no
explanation for it, but you absolutely
that's
right.
That's too. That's they like, gotta get out and like call Dane, you nigger
like,
blatantly.
Like when Dane was on his heavy culture vulture thing and all that, he was talking about the fact that he found out that Lior Cohen, who's the global head of music for YouTube, was paying rappers to beef with each other. Like paying them to if something going on and me and you dissing each other and they get wind of it and I don't respond, they hitting me up like, yo, I'll give you $300,000, you put another record out to this because of the web traffic and you know what I'm saying? And it's a control mechanism. Like
for sure.
He mentioned that in Culture Vulture's book?
No, he talked about it after that. Like
this when he was doing the joint with Kenyatta.
Yeah, when he was doing the joint with Kenyatta and he was like, yo, I found out. He's like, I have proof. Like I have it in writing. I have proof that like they've paid artists like to beef with each other or to continue putting out diss records with one of them. You know what I mean?
Dang. It's wild, but it's like looking at hip hop now, like after I had the conversation with Rod and listening to that, it's like he just said, you have no explanation. Scorpion, what's the this just the intro, let me not get ahead of myself. I said that shit's gonna be everywhere the next couple of weeks. Like I can hear music and I know how it's gonna go. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. It is 30, 35, 40 year olds influenced way too much by music. My thing is, how do you stop it?
How do you stop it? You gotta stop supporting it. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen, when we stop, you know what I mean? And I ain't even going to shout out to my man BF in Karuma, man, Mitch.
Somebody was like, y'all going to have Mitch come up today. I said, I'm trying to keep us my sense.
I never knew Mitch how to pronounce that. I just know it's him.
You know what I mean? Look, brother BF, you know what I mean? Shout out to him, right? And I ain't trying to get on his...
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I ain't trying to slide in his lane, right? But I'm just saying, on the real, we got to stop supporting anything, man, that's promoting or projecting us, man, perpetuating us in any negative light. And it's like once we stop really being controlled by it, no streams, no nothing, and then we stop buying what they selling us, it's like cuz they ain't got no choice but to shift to whatever the cultures really want them to do. So when we get out here and we say we tired, right, of the nonsense and the senseless violence, right, or what happened to Nipsey, we can't keep supporting the very same thing to keep on promoting and brainwashing the youngins right now. And we can keep saying to start at home, but home ain't home.
No, I agree with that.
Home ain't home. You know what I mean? Mom 26 at the hookah lounge. You know what I'm saying? Home ain't home. And dad somewhere not even trying to be a dad, being a nut, a clown somewhere. So, like, we understand that.
Kids at home doing a little dirt challenge.
Oh, listen, doing all that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's like we got to stop us being sensible adults, knowing what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop feeding into the propaganda and supporting it,
I
mean, man.
It's why. Like, I saw a chick today on Facebook made a post that said, my baby father really is ridiculous. He mentors young men who have fathers who don't have fathers in their lives. And somebody was like, what's wrong with that? It was like, he has a child who doesn't have a father in his life.
Oh, man. Like, see what I'm saying? And if it's clowns out here like that. And it's like,
But
I'm going to show you, hip-hop got the effect right on grown folks like this, man. You got adults who really start trying to take penitentiary chances because they listening to music. And they don't even got to be out there risking their lives because of the influence of the music, because that's what they trying to portray. You got chicks that's going to the basement doctor clinics trying to get their body altered.
Man.
Risking their lives, though, because of hip hop. Like, not because of nothing else, but because that's the imagery that they paint to you. And they're selling that to you, saying that that's what you need to get one of these boys with the back.
But,
dog, I mean, yo, I've been at vigils where they send it. Pumping the music that's talking about running down on people, busting you in your head.
Most of them people only woke when the attention of the TL not on them. When they involved in it, they're right along with it.
We were all out there for the young boy Mahaj when he got shot. I talk about it a lot. Up Germantown, we was out there when you did the prayer. People was getting out their cars, like going in the house. Yeah. Like, I ain't going down. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, damn, you would think a 6-year-old getting shot this many times on your block would affect you enough to want to come out here and try to get involved. And
communal apathy. We don't care. Like, we don't care. Like,
and until, I peeped that firsthand. We were all out there.
Until death knocks on your doorstep or tragedy knocks on your doorstep, the average person is like, oh, man, I got to go make these pork chops. Like, they're not even thinking about it. Like,
and it's just wild to me that, like, when somebody does get killed, y'all post videos of them holding up their fingers.
I've never seen so many people pull their phone out. So for everything,
Doug, The video of Laura London running into the hospital was the nuttiest shit I've
ever. Like, ma'am, you in there trying to get some, you something clearly wrong with you.
Yeah, you
first thing you do is pull your phone up.
Third case of chlamydia for the year.
I mean, but they was standing in the hospital waiting, like somebody was ready. Like they trying to capture pictures of the, Beyonce and them twins. Like they just bringing them home. Right. Like they standing in the lobby waiting.
She was in there burning her battery waiting for Laura London.
We've reached it's a fever pitch where it's like not only are people insensitive or violent, they're also weird as shit.
The way I treat activism, activism and like the cause, we can't say kings killing kings, but then I'm gonna make the music and I'm talking about man run down on the ops, and when I'm describing the ops, it's the people that look like me. Exactly. So is we kings or not? You gonna be the police when it comes to cult, the culture? And you gotta keep that energy because like yo, listen.
In T.I.'s defense, his music has changed a lot over the years.
Yeah, but
that's why it's kind of
and that's why we're not listening to it.
I'm sorry to say,
but that's why it's kind of ass.
But dig what I'm saying. But if you still gonna police others, you police. Policing Kodak, you trying to sit here talking about upholding the culture. The
police
culture
the
only
content
got yeah, you police the content as well. You can't be sitting there saying, bro, why you talking about, you know what I mean, these women ain't nothing, this and that. No, they queens, they mothers, they wives, they black women.
Well, he can't say that because he cheat on his wife every day.
Hey, now, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
So once it's like you selective
cross,
outreach.
There you go. Once you cross that moral line and you saying, I'm going to uphold the culture, the same way Diddy pop up, want to be black excellence one day, then the next minute
you
he want to flock to whatever.
Love.
He got to pick that lane. If you going to be that man now, like, you know what I'm saying, really, go ahead. You and he got the influence because he an OG out there. You know what I'm saying? Got the bread, everything else. So you don't got to sell out for nothing. Sit there and say, no, we taking a hard left with it. And we really going to go ahead and say, yo, listen, we ain't promoting nothing, presenting nothing. Like they did all that when H&M called us the coolest monkey in the jungle. Then they go back and promoting black people to be and acting like monkeys. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, you got to sit there. You got to pick one side. Which one is it, fam?
Yeah.
So therefore, if we going to make T.I. the voice of reason and we going to look to him to address everything all of a sudden.
You said no grace or no space.
No grace or no space to do nothing.
Yeah, but I feel like that goes hand in hand with the music. So it's like, yeah, you looking at somebody holding up the Draco, holding up bags of money, holding up, you know, 80 million chains.
The visuals.
I think the visuals is actually worse than actual lyrics.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think that's the difference between the negative content of the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s compared to now. Mm. Because it's literally, you're consumed with it. Because it's the music, it's the music videos, then it's the Instagram every day. And I think the everyday reminder of you poor, we not, or at least you poor, we don't, we look like we rich.
Right.
And that constant reminder in your face every day is what's driving people crazy and making them subscribe to this music, the theory that's coming out of this music and the lifestyle in this music. Think about how many old niggas then bust their heads and went out here and tried to rob a bank or whatever to get a damn Patek because the Migos keep talking about it.
Yeah.
When they Rolex is perfectly fine.
Right.
Hey, and listen, but that's the influence of the culture.
It's black people fought like DJ who support dumb shit.
Oh, man.
And you support idiot. You support stupid stuff when it comes to this.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't see anything wrong with what she's doing.
I do.
I don't either.
I think she's
I think
a
you give her way too much energy.
No, I'm telling you smart people like Lear Cohen and Jimmy Iovine. They look for the next, what the fuck these niggas want to do? What's going to help? How can we take that money?
That's what everybody
does. Not necessarily,
and
though.
And then they gassed her up and got her going.
If you're in the business of selling something to somebody, you want to know what's the next shit.
You're selling it to black people, and it should not be okay.
But, Shy, we not the only one who buy music.
We're the minority of the people who buy the
if
music.
If you go
they
and
don't
look
live
at the
like
numbers
this, but
and
don't,
the amount.
But nobody else lives their music out like we do. Nobody does. You said rock? You know, a lot of white kids don't walk around saying the stuff that y'all say rock music is about. I think it's a terrible comparison to compare rock music to rap music. Because I think rap music is very degrading and it's highly influential. But then when we talk, nobody want to talk about this. Cardi B has influence over a lot of young black women.
But let's get to the part about the degrading part. Because there was a time when it wasn't that.
It was.
All the raunchiness and all that, that started in the late 80s, early 90s. That gangster rap started that. And I saw a thing that if we want to go full conspiracy theory, when they started to privatize prisons, they started pushing that gangster shit out there. Mm. And it started filling up the prison.
Well, who fought is that?
Oh, well, whoever's listening to it believing this shit.
And who owns the privatized prison?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if Jerry Jones or fucking whoever don't do shit to go to jail, then you can't go to jail.
It is.
But it's just like, it's funny to me that people bitch about black shit all the time. They share it. This YouTuber that did the This Is America video, people always find shit to complain about, the shit that's right in their face. That different. Cardi were hard. You trying to act like Cardi B don't influence young black women. You trying to act like a dark skinned woman could come up and do the same dumb shit she do.
Hey, man.
They would have, them dudes would have never found a dark skinned woman and gave her and wrote all this music for her stupid ass.
Hey,
ever.
Man.
Don't the, give Cardi cool. B. I don't know. Cool. Fuck
this
that.
This Cardi B shit is
old. I don't want to talk about it, but people calling about it. Yeah,
you seen,
I know what it is.
You seem to be well, happy I know what about it is. Going I'm into saying. It.
Like, people bitch and complain about shit all the fucking time. I
hope this next one ain't about that.
I sent two videos to Fliggy. I said, man, just watch these videos. And we got to talking. I mean, straight savages. These motherfuckers will make kids and they will go to prison. They'll sell crack. They throw up gang signs. This shit is right in your face. You won't say shit about that, but you like complain about, oh, if they're wiper, a twunk, why Dre had black face? He got playing it. Nigga, explain why these fucking savages on here that they are bred to go to jail and nobody say nothing about it. You can sell crack. That's fine. You got family members that don't care, take care of their kids, push your teeth. You got all this kind of shit that people don't complain about, but they just pick and choose. You know, it's fakeness and it's bullshit, and it would not go on in any other culture. Just like, I tell you another thing, like hair. You cannot sell white women hair. A black person can't. You cannot sell Asian people our food. We can't go to no Asian and sell them soul food. It's shit right in your face, and black people ignore it for the shit that they want to bitch complain about. You know what I'm saying? You got losers in your family now. You got losers in your family, and people give them a pass.
Your damn coffee, man.
Man, ain't nothing to spank, but I'm just saying people are so fake and fraud. God, and when damn. I bring it up, they just be like, "No, you wrong. No, that's not true. The Cardi just Cardi. She make it real music. She doing it from her heart. And man, just Cardi, man. And she just about the culture.
I don't know anybody that says all of that.
Right? She is a whore. She's a light skinned whore that gained YouTube fame or Twitter hits or Instagram.
People just be at and you they put it in front of black people. You don't really support your argument. Dog.
You can no. You can sell black people anything and they'll go for it, and that's what they did.
But Shy, black people not the only one buying the music.
Man, fuck that. We got more problems than other people. We complain about the struggle all the time. That's why black preachers make money off of us. We always looking for the next thing to lift us up. And I'll be trying to say shit to help lift motherfuckers up, but people are too slow and too stupid and too close.
Don't call about
ignorant.
Cardi no more.
But I'm just saying this
ride getting old,
because,
bro.
Because, man, it's amazing to me that people let this shit go on, that this shit is popular. That it's black girls.
Hey, can
that
we go to the next
there.
One?
Go ahead, play it.
Can we go to the next one?
I mean, they call to talk about it. All they right. call to talk
Let's
about
see,
it.
This one here comes from the 757, man. Let's see what happens. No more Cardi B, please. Hey, y'all see what happens when that happens.
Hey, listen, when I don't care, y'all think I'm tripping. Then when I care, I mean, y'all got to pick a side.
I don't know.
Because I can go ignorant with the shit. Fuck it.
No,
I say get
nobody,
bitch.
Nobody
I say
said sell, you don't care.
I say sell crack, tattoo your face. don't buy you a home, just live in an apartment complex. I would say join a gang.
Here you go.
You know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody will care about that. You know what I'm saying? You get a pass. Go. You can do all this shit, come home to your family for Thanksgiving, and they'll think you the greatest guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
Well, today's topic, self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you can unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Chuck a brother's life with a knife, that's his life.
cry, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that
self-destruction.
Tres, cuatro.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo.
Straight from the mouth
of why
and daddy-o
do a crime,
end up in jail and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed, D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue. But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It
self-destruction.
Let's have a moment of silence. Swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by a chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction.
My name is Just Iceman, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster, but believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast, but party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence, not a good policy. Therefore, we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, the right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but then the vets never duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope to get along.
Yeah, so we did a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we wrote a rhyme.
Stand in your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Plus, we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction. 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 Self-destruction.